So good evening, my creamy cupcakes. This is the Candid Show brought to you by host Sri Ramana. Krishna Akme is my co-host today. So today we are back again today to discuss a very common topic, something which you've been discussing for a very long time also. So today we're talking about the idea of college, or like maybe in a common sense, maybe like why do we need colleges, or college is really important in this era, especially because considering we have so many ways to get to earn, earn knowledge right now, YouTube, etc., etc. So do we really need colleges? And we'll be talking about like why do colleges are important in one way or the other, because we cannot completely ignore that colleges are completely bad, right? So obviously they have their own sets of advantages we'll be talking about in this episode as well. So to kick things off, I think the very first thing which I want to discuss about is what are the current ways in which you can actually gain education, right? Because if you think about it right now, you can basically earn any sort of a college degree by just sitting in your home, right? You just don't need to go to actual college, go pay money and do it, right? So you can go to website, especially YouTube, you can literally complete your entire degree, engineering degree, just off of college, off of home alone. So why do we think, or in the sense that, why do you feel like colleges are really important right now, or what factors do you kind of have in your mind to say that colleges are important? Or if you don't think it as well, why do you think colleges will go extinct or maybe will decline in popularity as well?
So mainly I think that colleges are mainly important because of the physical presence of you in the labs and other kind of practical things which you kind of really go and check it out yourself. You learn the things, how it works. So like we are mechanical engineers, so like our presence in the college is very important because how the machine works, or like we kind of only know how the machine works, or like all the doubts we have we can clear on the spot with the concerned faculty. So like that physical kind of interaction or the learning session will not be as effective as in online method. So like that is the main thing I see. Colleges are really important, so like apart from subjects and exams.
So obviously I think the one biggest conclusion which I can take out of what you told was that the practical aspect of education is what is why colleges really stand out, because I think obviously going to labs and stuff, because in our cases obviously we do need to go in lab, we do need to have hands-on experience, so I think that aspect is understandable. But if you just keep that one fact aside alone, apart from that one aspect, every single aspect of college which we kind of do, that is go and studies, ask doubts from teachers, write exams, all of this I think can be easily achieved just by sitting in your home, right?
So yeah, but as you told, right, so like there may be a way where instead of colleges there may be labs for like for mechanical engineers, for us like all the machines, or like there must be a lab we can pay and go to the lab and learn things.
Exactly.
Like, other learning stuff and exams and degree all we can do it in online, so that may be also a way. But considering other departments like IT and CSE, they literally don't have any purpose on coming to college.
Definitely.
I think so, like everything is kind of during this pandemic situation, right? So like they are the ones who are unaffected most of the time, I think, because their job is the job is always in system, so like
definitely
working at home, so like that they will be like having no necessity for coming to any labs or like coming to a physical college. So like, but speaking about colleges, I think is that the teacher student interaction is something that is the main concern for education, where you kind of clear your doubts, or like you at least for like some students they actually listen to the classes when they are only present at college. So like we also know that there are many distractions while sitting at home and in front of device. We know that we have games, we have many work in house, so like there are many distractions, so like all these distractions kind of been can be overcome while you go to the college. So like,
but yeah. I guess the point which I want to say here is that do you really have to pay so much? Like obviously more colleges charge a lot of fees, right? Like for example, we are paying around 4 or 5 lakhs for these for our UG degree. So do you really think spending 4 lakhs on just coming to college and just basically coming to college for practical knowledge? Because obviously I told you, learning experience of college is most of what we do, right? We learn and exams, all of this stuff are effort which we put in. Most of the time the teachers don't do much. All of us people, we are the ones who most of the time struggle to actually read. So the point which I'm trying to make or trying to understand here is that, do you really think we need to spend 4 lakh just to gain practical knowledge?
I think mainly the reason why the price is so high is that because of the college's reputation. So like
maybe infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure, reputation, and the placement percentage they offer you while you join the college. So like these are the main reasons or assets I think that kind of that provides you the reason why you pay so much money, I think so.
Probably, I guess, because placements do play a very important role, I suppose, because a lot of these average performing students, right?
Even you see that most of the colleges kind of ensure you the that you will be placed in some company or other. So, like, even at our college, they assure you that even if you don't get any job opportunities after completing your UG, they will get you placed somewhat in their own company. So, like, they are also having their own company. So, like, I think these are the reasons why they charge a high amount of fees, I think. So, like, that is also, I understand that is very high, yeah.
Yeah, probably. So, most of the time, we account for the high cost of a college or fees mostly to its infrastructure, I suppose. I think that's the only kind of result which you can come to. So, moving on, I'd like to talk about the contemporary situation right now. Because we as mechanical engineers right now, we've been in our homes for 1 year. We've kind of completed 2.5 semesters, basically, on online education. We've basically had no practical experience whatsoever. And we still continue to continue to write exams in our homes. And we don't know when the situation is going to normalize. So, do you think there's going to be some sort of an impact in our education? Because personally speaking, I don't think it is going to impact much, because honestly, if you actually have that knowledge, if you are really a good studying student, if you have passion in what you do, I don't think this is technically going to affect you. Even though we did miss out on a lot, probably the experiences of college, I'll be talking about the experience, so-called experience which people tell about. I do not think anything, there is something big to actually lose by losing these 1.5 years or something, I suppose, because for people who are really studious, for people who are passionate about their degree, they have probably been reading more and more extra and extra, trying to do much more in their time, because college is not the only way by which you can actually attain success right now.
Yeah, doing all the, you have everything in YouTube.
Skills.
Yeah, you have everything in YouTube and you do internships. So, like,
yeah,
if you are really passionate, you can sit at your home and even, like, as he told, that you can complete a college degree itself. So, like, there is no necessity for going to college. So, like, everything A to Z is available on YouTube. But even if not, you can purchase it in online. So,
true.
Like, on various websites, like Udemy and other websites, we can purchase your whatever the course you want to learn. So, like, if you are really passionate, nothing will actually physically stop you from learning different things. But, I think that, the college experience, as you told, is something that gets affected. So, like, all these friends and all these kind of vacations with friends, or like the actual college experience, what they say in all show in these movies, or like third experience, I think that will be the only thing we will be missing out. Is that only thing that has been impacted. So,
a lot of people actually do tell that those experiences are definitely important, because I do kind of understand that maybe
the college is the only time you kind of enjoy with your friends, is the only time you kind of you learn and enjoy at the same time.
So that does make sense to some extent. So I guess that's what we probably would have lost in these 1.5 years, I suppose. But again, I don't consider mind that too much, because I think for the students who are coming just to enjoy college, you want to live like the movies or the kind of the college portrayal which is shown in the movies, if they want to live that kind of lifestyle, then probably they are kind of upset that the lockdown kind of ruined everything for them. But honestly, I don't think this 1.5 years affected us particularly in any extent, I suppose. So moving on, the kind of the thing which I want to talk about is, how is going to be the future of college, right? Future of education in general, because I don't want to talk about schools in this, because school is like a very big kind of thing within itself. So I'm going to stick to only the college discussion standpoint alone. So thinking about it now, within these 1.5 years, we probably delved into completely into the online mode of education, right? Basically, every single place you go, any school, any college, anything for that instance is completely transformed into online. Even internships you can do online right now at your fingertips. So how is the kind of like the future of education going to be? Do you think that colleges are going to kind of like reduce, less and less number of people are going to go to colleges? Maybe these online courses, websites such as Udemy, etc., probably they might be the only places where people actually start to learn. So do you think there might be some sort of a paradigm shift where people start to have a change in mentality towards colleges?
We can divide this conversation into two types, where consider one type, like if this condition or like this pandemic prolongs for a long time, so I think that all the education system, including schools and colleges, will completely shift to online methods. So like online teaching and everything, we will used to live with this pandemic and we will use to learn everything from online. So like, apart from going to schools or colleges physically. So like, the other situation is that if this situation kind of slows down in a year or so, I think we will be back on track to going on to the normal method. So like, but this question of why we need college has risen only during this pandemic.
Definitely.
Situation, I think. Other than that, you wouldn't have even had the thought
But I don't know. I think that is subject to changes, because I think even if this pandemic wouldn't have happened, we still would have found out other ways to gain knowledge, right? Because obviously...
you will be going to college, right? But during this pandemic, we have gone only one semester, and three semesters we have missed out. So like, I say in online we only studied it. So like, we lost the experience. So I say that these three semesters you pay lakhs and lakhs of money, and you definitely, you know that is not the worth of the money. So
obviously,
like,
definitely.
So I say that during this period,
that
only
the relationship might have strengthened, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of the point you're trying to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, as you told, I think definitely, to be very frank with you, I think there's going to be a very big change in people's mentality. Even though this mode of education does not suit people, right? A lot of people, maybe including myself also, have slight doubts about why online education is not the best mode of the way to learn things. But if you really want to, let's ignore the school aspect for once, because I think in terms of schools, probably students have to go to school and learn, because I think school is like the fundamental stage where you actually learn. Like, a lot of things, you don't go to school only for studying, right? You go to school for the way you behave. You learn a lot of social skills when you go to school. So school is a compulsory aspect, it will never ever die out. But regarding colleges, the way consider the job market, for example, now for all the companies right now, all the big shot companies, they look for not only your BE degree. You just don't go and hand out a degree, they don't give you jobs, right? They look for more than the degree.
You need a degree, right? So like, that is the only aspect why colleges are still present.
Maybe
so
that,
like, we can't get a degree from online. So like, you need to go to a college to get a degree. So
but
like
the value of degree is definitely low, right?
Yeah.
People don't
value
degrees.
Even though the value is not there, but they will consider you, I think, only by you have completed a degree. I don't think that they will consider you by your degree or like whatever degree you have done, your BE.
I think what you are saying might be true, at least. Even now, I think that case is not true, because
the term about passing out the college, so like, then you need to,
I think,
get
that stigma is gone now. What you're talking about might be true at least 2, 5, or 6 years ago, because now let's take two students, A and B, for example. Student A has only UG degree, he does not have any skills, he didn't do anything extra, he just has completed his college degree, but he's good knowledge, he has everything good, he's pretty good student. Let's take student B, for example. He hasn't had much like extremely high scores, and he does have a degree, for example, but he's not very good in studies. But for instance, he has a lot of other skills in his resume. For example, he knows web development, he knows extra software he knows a lot of programming knowledge, most of the things which is kind of needed for a mechanical engineer, he knows, but he just isn't able to score marks. So if you take both of the students, for example, probably it all boils down to how you do it in interview, etc. But I think the student B has more chances, or the person who has much more wider variety of skills has much more chance to survive
even
in this economy.
If you go to a company, or like if you visit a company on online that you know AutoCAD or like any other skills you have, so like, I have this skill and that skill, so like, if you apply also, they will I don't think that they will automatically take you without considering your degree. I think so, like, they will be having a restriction about you should complete this degree. So like, I don't think
companies, yeah. I think definitely I do can understand where you're coming from, because I guess a lot of these companies, even now in India, they still kind of value, probably give much more value to degree, I suppose. But probably this situation frames right now, right? Because obviously
may turn out requirement of the degree might change,
reduce the value of degree, might substantially reduce considering
reduce
right now, so
during this period of time.
True. So that, I think that's the fundamental idea which I'm trying to say, is that the shift to going into complete online mode of education, especially for colleges, is very, very soon. Or I'm even bold to say that colleges might even go extinct at some point in the future. I don't know what the future holds. But the only thing which you can know for sure is that you don't technically need college to be a good engineer, to be a good person, to be a good to have a good paying job. You don't need you need a degree. I think that's the most basic conclusion you want to come. So anything else, Krishna? Anything else you want to add on this?
Yeah, we have to wait and see whether this situation changes or not. So like, many things will come to our knowledge. So like, we should wait and see whether this situation changes, or like, does online mode works efficient more than the actual college. So like, by that way, you can actually reduce your, you can save your lot of money. So like, we should wait and see for what happens in the future. So like, everything boils down to the time at which everything happens. Yeah,
definitely. So as Krishna told, I think that will be the end of, we've kind of talked about everything, I suppose. We wanted to come and give a joke about generally about college, nothing special, I guess. So so as usual, regarding the YouTube side of things, if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And we've linked our personals in our YouTube comment section as well. So if you want to personally reach out to us and suggest anything or maybe tell us about anything, you can reach out there as well. And regarding WordPress as well, for the, even this episode, we'll be definitely writing a blog on WordPress. So that description also will be provided in the description again. So please check that out as well. And regarding Spotify, the link will be given again. And please check us on Spotify as well, and Sounder links, all those links will be given in the description. So please do check all of them out. So that will be the end of this episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.